Hey folks, dive into an imperfectly perfect life, Life Unscripted. Here, we sit down to the real, raw essence of navigating this roller coaster called life. Sherry leads at the helm, guiding you through the stories, insights, and a whole lot of heart. This spot, it's where we embrace the mess, the beauty, and everything in between. From personal growth to self-love, we're getting into it all with a side of laughs. So grab something cozy and let's jump in. Welcome to your new favorite hangout for life's unscripted adventures.
Hey, welcome back to An Imperfectly Perfect Life, Life Unscripted, where we dive headfirst into the beautiful chaos that shapes our everyday existence. I'm Sherry Lead, here to navigate through the ups, the downs, and everything in between, celebrating what makes us all uniquely human. Ready to jump in? Because I'm excited. This is episode 20. Okay, let's roll. Today, we're unpacking a topic that I love, friendships. But not just any aspect of friendships. We're zoning in on how they fuel our happiness. This is part 3 of our 5-part series on sketching out that blueprint for happiness. And today, it's all about the complexity and joy that friendships bring into our lives. We're skipping the basics today. We're just going to assume that everyone knows that friendships are crucial. Instead, we're getting into the nitty-gritty. How do you actually make friends? What are some practical steps that you can take to build and deepen these connections? So, let's break that down. First off, how to make friends. As adults, it's not as simple as when we were kids, right? You can't just hop over to somebody in the playground and become instant buddies. Making friends now requires a bit more strategy and effort. And here's a hot tip straight off the bat. Think of making friends as a numbers game. It's like what they say about online dating. And I've heard this quite a bit from friends who do a lot of online dating and have done it for a while that, hey, it's a numbers game. And that philosophy applies just as much to friendships. When you understand that it's a numbers game, the pressure drops. Not every person you meet has to become your next best friend or even your friend. But you have to get out there and you have to make contact with people to actually play this numbers game. So how does this work? Well, imagine you're moving to a new city where you know nobody. In fact, let me give you a real life example. I actually had rented a vacation rental by owner for this month of April in Raleigh, North Carolina. I have never been to Raleigh, and I don't have any friends there. There's no anchor there, and the culture is very different than it is in the Seattle area. But I purposely chose that area because I wanted to know if I could create a sense of community, a sense of belonging in a place where I had no anchor. So when I had this all planned out, and I had this house rental, what I did was I looked for a Toastmasters group. I signed up and contacted the head of that group down there. I think her name was Lillian, actually. Same name as my mom, so I remember that. Very friendly. And I found a dance community down there. At least I listed the classes. I knew it was nearby for social dancing. And what else did I do? I looked to see if there was a gym nearby, farmer's market. I found out that while I was going to be down there, there was a big documentary film festival that was going to happen not too far away. And I planned to get tickets to that event, hoping to meet people. So I had all of these things lined up. As it turns out, I had to cancel my reservations because of my home sale and the different things that came up over here that required me to be in the Seattle area. But the point of that, this is that I knew that if I want to create community, if I want to have a chance of finding friendships, I needed to go to a place where people were at. And, you know, I realized this was kind of an all or nothing thing. I mean, I signed up for everything, it sounds like, and I pretty much did. And that's just how I roll. And I realized that's not everyone's cup of tea. So you can start smaller if that's your vibe. And that's not a problem at all. You can start smaller. The point is just to start putting yourself out there. Hey, if you're an introvert, no problem. Consider baby steps. Something like volunteering can be a fantastic low-pressure way to meet people with shared interests. Set manageable goals. Maybe chat with one new person each week. Start online if that feels comfortable. I would just suggest if you start online with an online group, make sure it's a group that gives you the opportunity to meet in person if possible. You know, something like a hiking group or flower arranging or something like that, an activity where you will get a chance to meet face to face. Now, it's easy to fall into the trap of thinking every friend has to be your ride or die. But wow, that's way too much pressure on both of you. And I think that type of view of friendships holds people back from attempting to make friends. It becomes scary then if you have to, you know, show up in a certain way to be considered a friend. Fall back on that Webster definition when you're looking for new friends, which is simply having mutual respect and admiration for another person. And think about it. Your circle should include both casual buddies and those few who really know you. Those ride or dies, those are the gems, but you also need those casual friendships. And where does vulnerability fit into all of this? That's a word that's used a lot. Well, when you meet somebody, if you're trying to establish a friendship, yes, you do need to open up. If you want to call that vulnerability, call it vulnerability. If vulnerability isn't a comfortable word for you, call it opening up. And this doesn't mean throwing your dirty laundry out there or creating drama. It's just sharing little pieces of yourself. It might be talking about where you grew up, what your favorite sports are, or even just about the weather. Vulnerability isn't showing weakness, not in this context. Perhaps it is if we're talking about military tactics or being in a boxing ring, you don't want to show your vulnerability, but we're talking about making friends here.
Hold up, team. Quick heart to heart. Loving what you're hearing? Hit that subscribe button. It's a small click for you, but a giant leap for our community. Feeling extra awesome? A review would be stellar. It's how we spread the love, reaching more ears, and keep this conversation going. Big thanks for making this space even more special. Now let's roll back into the goodness of today's chat.
Welcome back. Now, how do you foster these friendships? While nothing beats face-to-face time and it's much needed, don't underestimate the power of a call, a text, or a video chat in maintaining that bond between meetups. I've recently rediscovered how great a good phone call could be, something that I'd moved away from in recent years. And I highly suggest if you are like me and are more of a texter than a phone talker, maybe once a week, try picking up the phone. And I think you'll be pleasantly surprised by the joy that actually talking to somebody on the phone can bring and the shared energy that comes from that you just can't get out of texting. And another thing to do to foster those friendships is to create memories together. Activities can bond people in very unique ways. The shared adrenaline, the laughs, and the photos you'll look back on, that's the gold. Be the friend you wish to have. Do you want support? Do you want to have a good listener? Do you want somebody who will celebrate your wins? Be that person for others. Finally, remember, not all friendships are meant to last forever, and that's okay. If a friendship doesn't bring you joy, hey, it's okay to let it go. Growth happens at different rates for everyone. And sometimes we simply grow apart. So this week, think about the joy and value new and old friends bring to your life. Challenge yourself. Challenge yourself to talk to somebody new this week. Challenge yourself to sign up for a new class if you're having trouble meeting people. Challenge yourself to call a friend at least once a week. Pick up that phone. Remember, you could never have too many quality friends. Thanks for tuning in to today's episode of An Imperfectly Perfect Life, Life Unscripted. I hope you're walking away today with some fresh ideas on how to weave richer, deeper friendships into your life. Catch us next time as we delve deeper into our happiness blueprint. Until then, keep embracing this beautiful, unscripted journey. Bye for now.
And that's a wrap on today's journey with An Imperfectly Perfect Life, Life Unscripted. Massive thanks to Sherry Lead for dropping wisdom, sharing laughs, and keeping it 100% real. Remember, it's those imperfectly imperfect moments that truly define us. Excited for more? Stay tuned by hitting subscribe and sharing your thoughts with a review. Inspired to dive deeper? Sherry's here to light the way. Check out AnImperfectlyPerfectLife.com for a chat with her. Keep rocking those imperfections with pride, folks. Until next time, keep writing your story with guts, love, and a bit of daring. Catch you on the next episode.